the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello again, one and all. Welcome to the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Already joined on the line by my buddy Scott. Scott, how you doing, man?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good, man. You hyped up for today?
Oh, I'm all hyped up for today, man. After last night, that Hall of Fame and the NXT show, it's gonna be icing on the cake today.
I'm sort of kind of with Lee on the. On the way he was talking on Freaks and Geeks the other night. With NXT or Mania, we gotta see.
It's possible, man. Mania's gotta, you know, they gotta come correct.
They do. They really do. That's a lot to follow up. Alright, let's go over the remainder of the marathon schedule today real quick. After the call-in show, we got Top Brunch with Rick Dar and the crew coming up at 12. 2 p.m., Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Philly Phil and Dave Megapowers, his last show, so everybody please come out and say goodbye to Dave. 4 p.m. is The Rant with my good friends Tony C and AA. And 11 p.m. is a WrestleMania post-show, maybe a little after 11. Going to Sky Italia, I believe it was, in the news earlier this week. So yep. Definitely check out the rest of the marathon. You will have a good time, and you'll get everything you need, all the information you need from Mania. Uh-oh. I got to do this. Hold up. I'm ready. Big Tone, what's up, my friend?
Good morning, fellas. What's going on?
How you doing, man?
What's up, Big Tone? You up bright and early on the West Coast?
Yes, sir. Bright and early. Got to do it.
I had you ready, man. I had you ready when you sent me that text.
I know you did.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Let's go over the NXT show. Get your thoughts and opinions over that show. What were some of the... Really, there were no low points in that show at all. What did you guys think about the NXT show overall?
Oh, that NXT show was off the chain. Nakamura came in there and showed his ass. Showed him why he came in. He did. You got to admit, that was one of the best matches I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
That is match of the freaking year right now.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
And if you want to look at it, from the other perspective, Sami Zayn has been mentioned in Match of the Year the last 3 years. That 2 out of 3 falls against Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
Match against Cena. And if this one's not even mentioned, we're going to fucking riot. Straight up.
We riot.
We're going to go to Connecticut with the pitchforks and the torches.
Oh, yeah, we're taking over the place. This is wrong. This is wrong. Come on out.
It'll be Rant EM Takeover, hashtag Connecticut.
Man, real quick, let's go over the result very, very quickly. American Alpha defeated the Revival to win the NXT Tag Team Championships. That was a good match.
That was a good match. It was definitely well-deserved by American Alpha since they came on the scene back in July.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the tournament, the Dusty Rhodes tournament.
Yep.
They've been shining, and they've just been, just straight ahead. They're a train that I can't see being stopped. They're just perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah, they did their thing. They, like you said, they kept going. They got that rub from Dusty. They're like, hey, we know you can do it. Do what you do.
Austin Aries defeated Baron Corbin. I talked about this last week. I kind of figured Baron Corbin would put the vet over, but still, though, Do you think they get? I don't know. Is Baron Corbin in a bad spot? Because he's better than what he's being than he's being booked.
He's just up against big names, you know, and he's not. He's. That's how you go over by losing.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, it took a counter to his finisher that nobody's ever done before to beat him.
Mm.
You know, it's not like he got pinned straight up.
Right.
I mean, Austin Aries didn't do the brainbuster. He didn't do the last chancery. He won on a sneaky move, basically. You know, he scouted it. And he was waiting for it, and that's what he did.
Big Tony, any thoughts on that match, my friend?
Austin everything lost a touch. Baron Corbin is something serious. I think they want to polish him a little bit more before they bring him up to the big show.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling Austin's coming soon. So I think Austin's on his way up now. I don't know. It might be about a month or two, or when it gets stale again, like, unless Cena does not come back anytime soon,
mm-hmm.
they bring Austin Aries up. And we'll talk about Cena in a minute.
Yeah.
But, Baron Corbin he's on point. They need to give him a shot. But the thing is, if they bring him up, they got to give him something.
Yeah,
here's what you do with them. You want to bring both Joe and Balor up? Give him the title. If Rude comes in, you got a good feud.
I'm loving
that. Would make sense.
I'm loving
that. Would make for me. That would make some serious sense.
Yep.
But this is Triple H running that. You know, Trips gonna do it. But if they bring him, they bring them up to the big show. They gonna be lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, yep. If you do it now, yeah. Let me acknowledge the chat room real quick. We got Nature Boy. We got Double A, Postman in the chat. Big Tone, Kid Human, myself, and two anonymous users. So, thank you guys for being here. I do appreciate that. This Sunday morning.
We'll acknowledge Pastor. You know, it is Sunday morning. He does have previous engagements with the higher powers.
Yeah.
We'll see Pastor later. We know where he got to go. He got to go handle his business real quick.
Oh, yeah. That's his money, you know. That's his papers. Got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do for sure. We know he'll be here if he could.
Oh, yeah. You know he would.
Mr. Hightower is about to call in. He told me yesterday he was going to call in. He wants to call in. He got some stuff he wants to get off his chest. I'm still waiting on Dante back. I keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying it till he calls in. Dante Pick, you need to call in, man. You need to call in. We got to get the 411 on your Roman Reigns thing because we know you like it.
All forward. So. But not good. If you bring up that name, there's two people you know his ultimate friend is going to call. And we ain't heard from him in a minute, but you know, you mentioned that name, who's going to call?
Yep. We do know who will call. But that's what the day is, man. Hyped up over energy to have some fun. I can never say Nakamura's first name.
Shinsuke.
Thank you. Yes, defeat Sami Zayn. That's match of the year, man.
Yeah, you can't front on that. That is match of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't even. The best part about that match is no one ever had the upper hand.
Right.
It was three or four offensive moves from Shinsuke, countered by Zayn into his offense, countered by Nakamura. It was just, it was great.
It was an even match completely.
Yep. And
if they would have had that match today. It was stole the show.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was stole the show. Oh, that one and Becky Lynch match. I can't front. That Becky Lynch match is pretty good. Her not coming. They were going at it. I can't front.
Yeah,
I know. That's a hush. I know. Don't go there. But I don't start that. We'll do that later.
NXT Women's Championship, I called this one. Asuka defeated Bayley to become the NXT Women's Champion. I called that one.
Yeah, Asuka.
Yes.
You can't. But that match was, she's fine, but that match was banging.
Yeah, that was a great. That was definitely the women's. Women are shining, man. Women are shining.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, are they going to bring Bayley up? Wouldn't mind seeing that.
I said
no. I say no. I say not yet. Mm-mm, not yet. They got her and Oscar have enough. They got to have another match before she goes up.
Well, I mean, look what they did with, they brought Sasha up and then sent her back down for that one more match.
You mean having a, like having a rematch? Having a rematch sooner before you go up? Okay. All right, guys, I got somebody who definitely wants to call in. Give me a second. Let me see if I can't get her in here. One second.
Hello?
What's up, First Lady?
Hi.
This is our first TW Status's First Lady Olivia, my sister. She wanted to be part of the show today. So everybody say what's up.
Good morning, Miss Olivia. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is the West Coast. This is the West Coast Rider.
Hi, nice to meet you.
We also,
how you doing?
We also got Scott.
Good morning, Olivia. How are you?
I'm good.
This is Scott.
So we got a full house today. We got a full house today, most definitely. Got to give you my Mania stuff, Livy, so you can watch Mania today with us.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go. Have you watched any wrestling lately or no?
No, not lately. But what I usually get is what I follow on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because you are a member of my Rainy and Facebook page. That is so true. That is so true. Well, today is the big day for us. Today is our quote unquote Super Bowl. So definitely, you can watch Mania with us today and have a good time. But fellas, back to the wrestling talk for a second. That was a good match between Asuka and Bayley. How long do y'all think Asuka's going to have that belt on her?
6 months.
Yeah, about that. Because right now, if Bayley goes up, who's next to, who's besides her, who's next to, well, no. They've got some down in the burner waiting. So.
Yeah, I mean, you have Dana Brooks. I mean, Asuka, Emma has Asuka to thank for her revival.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
True. Yeah.
Because if she didn't hurt Dana Brooks, you know Dana Brooks would have been in that feud and not Emma.
Right.
But Emma stepping into that has shown that she, you know, she went back to the old school back before she was called up and was tag-teamed with Santino. You know, that she went back to the Emma vs. Paige for the NXT title, the first one, to show she could wrestle and to show, and, you know, she's made a name for herself.
Yeah, she went back.
You know, you got Nia Jackson awaiting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got those other, I can't remember her name, the two Australian girls, not Emma, but the other two that they signed up.
You talking about Jessie McKay and, I can't remember the other one.
Yeah, Billy something, is it?
Well, that's Jessie McKay. That's who that is. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the other lady. I know who you're talking about,
So they got some women down there. I mean, Carmella's down there.
Yep.
Love
Carmella.
Oh,
yeah,
and
I'm
your girl down there, too, so we can't forget about her.
Yeah, can't forget about Adrian as she goes now. I got another caller on the line. Caller, what's up?
This is Hightower, Mr. Hightower.
We got Mr. Hightower on the line.
What's up, Hightower?
How you doing, man?
What's up, Hightower? What's going on?
What's up, Big Paul?
What's going on, bro?
We got a full
Nothing, just waking up in the West Coast. Just got up.
You and Tony could go meet up at Carl C's or Carl Jr.'s when you're done here, get a biscuit.
Shit, I get off the phone with you guys. I'm going to IHOP. Me and my woman going to IHOP this morning, so it's all good.
There you go.
There you go. Double stack.
It's her.
Let's talk about that Finn Bailey Samoa Joe match. What did you guys think about that match?
It frustrated the hell out of me.
Why?
Because every time, like the first 10 minutes, every time something started going, there was a stoppage. You know, I understand why they stopped it, but you know, let them fight. You know, I've seen people bleeding worse than that, and they let them fight.
Yeah, but you know how Vince is about that now. He can't let. Well, I don't know if Trips was down there running it. If Trips was down there, he would let it go. But you know, Vince has got the overall say. So,
yeah.
So you know, if that happens, he's gonna have to say, "Hey, stop that, clean it up, make sure he's not getting excessive, and go ahead and let it go."
What really gets me, and this is not just related to this match, it's anytime there's blood, the ref's got to put on gloves, but yet the other wrestler's all up in it. Where's his protection?
Yeah,
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Even when Nakamura's nose was bleeding, you know, the gloves came out.
Oh, man. All right. Let's go touch on another part of yesterday. The WWE Hall of Fame. What did you guys think about the show yesterday?
From what I saw of it, because I was, you know, sometimes those shows kind of put me to sleep a little bit, so I was kind of nodding off here and there. But from what I saw of it, I mean, I saw Stan Hansen, yeah, sort of Freebirds, Sting, Snoop, you know.
Stan Hansen had a long-ass long-ass speech.
Yeah,
Stan Hansen, he was worse. He did put me to sleep. I'm sorry. Stan Hansen, Stan was good, but that speech yesterday reminded me of Mr. T.
Yeah, I did like the Freebirds speech, man. They Michael Hayes really deserved that one. He really deserved all that time.
Speaking of the Freebirds now, it shocked the hell out of me that they brought out Von Erich.
You know what?
Oh, no, that was very, oh, no, you knew that was going to happen. He even said it. He said it about as soon as he found out. He's like, oh, I got a surprise for you. He said, because they asked him, is Kevin going to be there? If Kevin's going to be there, he's like, well, you just have to wait and see. You knew he was going to be there.
Now,
if it wasn't for the Von Erich boys, especially there in Dallas, the Freebirds, we wouldn't be talking about the Freebirds now.
Now, did you hear that, Von Erich? He called them New Gay.
That was so funny.
That New Gay team.
But you know what?
But the Ascension? No.
You know what, though, guy? My thing on Michael PSA has always been this. I've always given respect where it's earned. In the ring, he was cool with me. Outside of the ring is where I've always had my issues with him. But, yeah, he's very deserving of the Hall of Fame. I can't see him in front. He's very deserving of it from that professional standpoint. I just don't like him as a person.
Hold up. Have you seen the Legends? Have you seen him on the Legends with JBL?
Mm-hmm.
You seen that?
I've seen that. I just don't like him. I'm just not a but I will give him credit. I'll give him credit yesterday. He did give some people some shine from World Class when he did that with Chris Adams, when he did that with Iceman King Parsons. I'll give him credit for that as well.
He better have said Iceman King Parsons. He better have, especially down there.
Yep,
right?
Yep, he better.
No, but they came correct. They would, you know, the stories they would tell had me laughing, especially the one in the bar where the guy was shooting at him with the wooden leg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Terry was like, I'm just laughing because he did.
He missed. Now, let me ask you this. How do you guys think New Day did when they went in on the introduction?
I thought they did all right. I think they could have been a bit more serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have been more serious, but yeah, they did all right. I came front on it. Well, Big E made himself look like a bigger ass than he already is, but... What can you say? He's in character right now, so you can't say that.
Now, I texted Will last night when I saw it, and he agreed. What was up with Ric Flair looking like a starstruck kid?
He
was faded. Oh, Ric was faded like a motherfucker.
No, he wasn't faded. I think he was sober. He looked sober to me. He just kept going on and on in this game.
He was just going, and Charlotte, and then this person, and that person.
Yeah.
And
that's why I say, if he's jumping from place to place to place to place, and Flair, and everybody knows how Flair is just before WrestleMania, yeah, he was fucked up. He was fucked up.
To quote Tony C, he came from the Marriott.
He had a horseman with you, and he got fucked up. Left the Marriott, went to the Hall of Fame.
Arn was like sinking in his seat a little bit.
Did you see him? Did you see the expression on Arn's face when he was talking about Ricky Steamboat? He was just like, I wish he would just shut up.
Yeah.
Like, come on now, Rick. We know the story between you and Ricky. Shut up.
He was making it about him.
Yeah. And then, I know why he mentioned Steamboat, because he's right. You know, for 20 years, he basically wrestled three guys.
Yep.
you know, well, it was four, but there was no mention of Luger. Will brought that up last night, texting too.
Mm-hmm. No mention of Luger at all, which I understood. Which I understood because of the situation. So,
but why though? I thought WWE and Lex Luger was good,
but he
after over Miss Elizabeth. Yeah, that's why
he worked for him, as far as I understand. But because of the whole thing with Elizabeth, I don't blame him for not, you know, saying his name.
Yeah, and then the third shocker of the night was Sting bringing up, even for a brief moment, Joker Sting.
Yeah,
Joker Sting. Yeah,
you know, he mentioned that was, you know, the roundabout mentioning that other division. I mean, he looked like Triple H gave him the nod of approval because he's like, "Can I say Joker Sting?" You know, he looked at Triple H when he said that.
Yeah,
you saw that look. He shot that look to him. He's like, "It's okay." Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
now I gotta go back to Olivia for just a quick second. There was a I'm not gonna call her a diva. Yeah. What the hell? Just
don't say it. So we're not talking about the red-headed stepchild.
No. I'm talking about Jacqueline.
Oh, okay.
If
go ahead.
If you get a chance to go see her, Livy, on YouTube, WWE Network, and you get a chance to see her wrestle, definitely do that because she was awesome. She was awesome last night. Yeah. She looked good last night.
I was like, man, I was
but hers was short, though.
She's probably trying to save time.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people don't have a lot to say, you know. I mean, some people are talking, some people aren't. Like, Ric Flair could have stood up there all night. The Freebirds could have been there all night.
Yep.
You know, Stan Hansen could have been there all night. But
damn Mary Wills.
But, you know, some people just go up there and thank you. You know, I appreciate it and have a good night.
Now,
some people don't put their personal lives out there like some others do.
Yeah.
Now, you know, but then, yeah, she did look good, and I was like, I wouldn't mind a wardrobe malfunction tonight.
But you notice, one person she did not mention.
Oh. Who's that?
She didn't mention Ivory. She didn't mention Ivory either.
Well, they'll never.
She mentioned Ivory. She mentioned Ivory. She didn't mention Jeff Jarrett that got her started. She didn't mention Jeff Jarrett at all.
That's another band name, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to mention Jeff.
Well, I mean, he's got his own company right now trying to compete with them. They don't mention competition.
I mean, what company?
Wait. Whoa. Hold up.
He's got paperwork that says he owns a company.
Okay, he's got paperwork, but how is he running against, how are they running against the E and we ain't never seen shit from GMW?
I agree with you, but it's out there. And yeah, I don't, and you know, the whole, you know, leave and go to WCW, the, he's never been right with them since they made him perform after Owen's death.
Yeah.
You know, and the
okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, especially after Owen, I'll give you that. But going back and forth to WCW, everybody did that shit.
Everybody did it.
Yeah, but there was, you know, other underlying things in there. Like I said, the Owen Hart thing, then the TNA thing.
Yeah.
I think the Owen Hart thing is the one that really set it off. TNA is no big deal. They knew it was gonna fold anyway. But, the Owen Hart thing, I think that's what it is.
I can't wait to see Ivory go in.
She haven't went in yet? I thought she... Oh, shit. I thought she already went in.
I don't think she has.
Who?
Ivory. I don't think she's been in the Hall of Fame yet.
Nah, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. I can't wait to see her go. To get in there.
Wait, but I think she is. I think she was in...
Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think she is.
And she had a hell of a career, I know that.
Yeah. She was so freaking good in the ring.
No Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Did anybody like the Snoop Dogg?
I don't know.
Garbage. Snoop Dogg garbage.
I get it. I understand that you have to have a celebrity induction. I get it. And I get it to have a relationship with him. But the speech itself was just bad. You guys there?
Yeah.
The,
but the speech.
I like how they brought out Cena instead of bringing out Sasha Banks. And they brought out John Cena. That was kind of funny.
So you think Cena's getting a piss test today?
Of course.
Probably so.
After what he said last night, of course.
I do.
Do you think Cena's going to end up being in the show tonight?
We were going to talk about that a little later.
Oh, yeah. He might.
We were going to talk about that a little later, but we'll go ahead and talk about that now. Yeah, I think you might. You're going to see some surprises today. One way or the other, you're going to see some surprises today.
We know Cesaro's going to be in the Battle Royal. We know this.
That's if you don't mind going back to the Hall of Fame 1 minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, the closer, Sting, just retired. I didn't even touch on that.
I think the only thing...
I mean, we knew it was coming, but...
I think the only thing for some people that might have affected was the fact that they weren't going to see him against Taker. And I know we didn't
necessarily... That's the one everybody wants to see.
And I didn't think... A lot of us didn't want to see it, but some people did.
And he was too old. They're too old to even fight each other. Look at the Undertaker. It's pitiful seeing him in the damn ring every time. I want to cry when I see him in the ring.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite wrestlers.
Yeah, because he's not himself.
He's not himself no more.
So, you know, that's the one thing that it probably disappointed some folks. Not everybody, but some folks with that retirement announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iron and Josh E stepping up in the chat room.
I just don't like how they did Sting at WrestleMania 31.
Yeah.
How Sting should have fucking went over. At least. All that bullshit.
Yeah.
All that shenanigans that happened.
If you wanted him to lose, just have a straight up match. There was no reason to get all those other people involved in that. That was just, Triple H.
Well, I did want to see Shawn Michaels. Sweet Chad music. That's one of my favorite wrestlers, so I was sure about Shawn Michaels.
If you really think about it, in their prime, I think that would have been one of those. That would have headlined any WrestleMania, Sting versus Shawn Michaels.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if they've interviewed each other in the past, but I don't. I've never seen them wrestle together. I've known they've interviewed each other, but I've never seen them wrestle together. So, Josh E. and Iron said they are here all day long. Big Tone said he's here all day. Double A wants everybody to be here all day long.
Big Tone going to be on the move. He's going to have his computer strapped to his back at IHOP.
that's what I got my smartphone for. Don't even get it twisted.
Could be like, you got free Wi-Fi?
There you go.
Oh man, Rant AM is the place to be for Mania today. Get all your Mania predictions, all the info you need running up into WrestleMania, man. Not so much for the car, because the car's got its flaws, but just the energy for the day is just something that, you know, I'm hyped up over. All right, let's discuss, man. Oh, wait a minute.
Tony C. Got to do it in Booker T's voice.
Tony C., what's up, my brother?
Uh-oh.
What's up, my brother?
It's goddamn it, 10. With an 8 on the East Coast.
I knew it was coming.
Goddamn morning.
What up, Tony C.?
Exactly. It could be
Tony C.
And
there he is.
Listen, it could be the Armageddon in the professional realm.
Here we go. I remember this guy.
Oh!
I feel special. She remember me, Nanny. We're going to talk about Samoans. How much we hate him for the next hour and a half. After this, we ain't gonna be able to say nothing because he's gonna have a damn belt. You know? I'm going in the hide, so y'all better enjoy for me this weekend until about 11 o'clock.
You ain't gonna see Tennessee again.
I'm going to watch old Nitro episodes on Monday night.
Tony's gonna watch Samoa Mania.
Samoa Mania.
Don't act me a damn thing about Monday Night Raw or nothing. I'm gonna just say I watch Monday Night Raw on Nitro.
There you go.
I might go back and watch old Raws from the Attitude Era. How about that, damn it? I hope John Cena helped Triple H win. That's what I pray.
That's what I was thinking about, Cody C.
We're going to get our Mania predictions in just 1 second, but I want to reset the chat room. Chat room, man, who we got on the line real quick. We got Scott, we got Olivia, we got Mr. Hightower, we got Tony C, and myself. Also got my co-host Big Tone on the line with us. Over in the chat, we still have no one new. Mr. Hightower, myself, Double A, Iron and Josh E. Scott's in there as well. All right, let's go ahead and get moving on over to WrestleMania 32.
Samoan awesome. D-Day.
Come on.
You know what I feel
like? Boy, you missed some bull.
You know what I feel like with the car, just the car, and I'm not going to, you know, sit here and say if it's going to be good or bad, because we don't know. It's Mania, and I've always said that WWE is king of the swerve, so to speak. It feels like a house show, or at the very least, a Monday Night
Raw. It feels like Raw.
Yeah, at very least.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is, basically. That's what it is.
It's a super, super Raw. 4 hours.
Yeah. Andre the Giant, Battle Royal, Big Show, Kane, Heath Slater, Bo Dallas, Adam Rose, Curtis Axel, Tyler Breeze, Darren Young, Damian Sandow, Mark Henry, Fandango, Victor, Connor, R-Truth, Gold Dust, Jack Swagger. Who do you guys think is going to win? Tony C. I'll start.
Wait a minute. Did you just say that Big Show and Kane and Damian Sandow are in the same match?
Yep.
I'm going with the dark horse, literally. R-Truth going to win. Vince going to let a darkie win today. I'm starting with the epithets early and often today. All the colors going over tonight.
I'm going to go a different way because rumor is he's supposed to be retiring after Mania. I'm going with Martin Henry.
I'm not.
Your color. So we good.
I'm saying Darren Young.
Nope.
Tyler Breeze.
Nope.
No,
why not?
The Swiss Superman is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
He already won, though, so he ain't going to win again.
You might as well give him the win push. Yeah, what does it matter that nothing ever comes of anybody that wins this?
It doesn't. It really don't.
Now, if you want to give somebody a push, they should let Sandow win it and just let him start his push from here.
I think the funniest thing, if you have my boy, either Heath Slater or Bo Dallas win it, that would be so freaking funny. Can you imagine if Bo wins? You have to believe.
You know who's gonna win that over the top battle royal as a secret entrant to make it mean something?
Who's gonna win?
His name is John. Y'all gonna crap y'all pants if John's gonna come down, man. Throw everybody out at one damn time. Super Cedar. Throw everybody out at one time.
Super Cedar.
They gonna do that, what's the thing you do in the pool where you put people on your neck?
Play chicken?
Yeah, they're gonna play chicken. He's gonna get everybody on his neck.
And then dump them all.
Toss somebody one time. Look at Cena, Michael. Look at Michael. He threw somebody one time, Michael.
Maggle.
Double A just posted in the chat that Steve was just on SportsCenter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, SportsCenter's there all day.
Exactly. I was about to mention that.
ESPN's
going to be there all day.
I'm finna wake Surfer ass up. Hey, everybody, let's talk bad about John Cena. I bet Surfer wake him up. John Cena ain't never getting in the Hall of Fame. He buried everybody he faced. And The Rock moved to suck.
Yeah.
Now, if you say CM Punk three times real fast, you know who's going to appear.
Well, we know that.
Don't get me started on that.
I'm talking about Surfing WrestleMania weekend. You supposed to be up. I'm up. Double A up. William up. Scott up.
Yeah.
Everybody get your ass up.
Oh, man. I want to ask the question. CBS Sports did a WrestleMania roundtable. Has this finally gotten to serious mainstream or no?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why.
It's in Jerry World. What do you expect?
I listen to CBS Sports Radio, like driving back and forth to work here and there when there's nothing's good on.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, right after Mania, the Taz show is on CBS Sports Radio.
Yep. For 3 hours. He going head to head with us.
Yep.
So, and they've been talking about it all week in Dallas on their local radio. They even stopped talking about the Cowboys for a minute.
What?
WrestleMania, man.
What? They always talk about them. And Mania got interrupted that. Wow.
Oh, well, in that sense, I think Tony Romo's going to win the Battle Royale.
It is. If Dez Bryant come out there with Triple H, I'm going to get crumped. I'm going to just mark out and lose my mind.
He might come out there with Roman Reigns.
He
should have Roman come
to him. Roman Reigns will have him carrying his bags. Rookie.
Oh, they need Reigns to come out on the raft.
He had a raft.
They had Sting with Japanese people last year, so at least they can get it right with him. He come in.
There's not going to be a match with Triple H. So they had to make it.
I bet they don't come through that crowd.
They're going to have them. They made it no disqualification because Triple H is going to serve him deportation papers. They're like, you lost yourself for you.
I'm hoping.
All right. Everybody there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep. All right. Next match on the card, the Usos.
Anyone first but you, Roman. Anyone but you.
The Usos versus the Dudley Boys.
Anyone but the Samoans.
Unless Joe follows
up Samoa.
Look, Scott, I ain't against nobody having no job. I'm, they can get a check, but long as they ain't getting no championship main event check. See, that's why the Usos are what they call back in the day a non-factor in my life. but that main one. How y'all doing this evening?
I like the Usos though, man.
The Rock is our cousin.
And speaking of the Usos, did you see Rikishi's beard last night? Yeah. Like he's trying to be like some Japanese
what
movie.
Is he doing? Oh yeah, he is in the Hall of Fame.
Yo. Did you see Sika?
Yep. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Ain't that Roman Daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know who I saw last night there? Becky Lynch, looking really good.
Yes, sir.
Booby Lynch.
They should have had.
She alright. Ain't all that far.
Yes, sir.
Man, Lincoln last night in the parking lot. We got breaking news. Roman Reigns ran down last night.
By 10 a.m.
Yes.
Hashtag
#SideBoo. I'll see you at WrestleMania with your punk ass.
Holla, holla, holla.
Y'all don't remember when he almost ran Austin over again.
I remember that.
He told about see you at No Mercy with your punk ass. That's the best Rikishi. Now, I get Rikishi was cool. He had like one or two title shots. He ain't never win the belt. Cool.
Yeah, he never won a belt.
This, he
got the Intercontinental title.
He did at one run.
Yeah, he did. But he ain't never sniffed that. He was in that 1 6-pack Armageddon match. Yeah,
but you know what? He didn't need the title though. His gimmick was. I said he didn't need the big title. Rikishi didn't need the big title back then.
Why his damn his cousin or. You don't need to leave. If Rick Rude wasn't never the world champion, it's a whole bunch of people shouldn't sniff the title. I'm sorry.
Tony, you gotta understand that's Vince McMahon boy. He gonna put him over. It doesn't matter what he think.
He think he the Rock 2.0, but he ain't even a pebble. Damn look. Fuck the Rock. He can't even get the time of day right.
And Tony C now coming to the ring, the pebble.
Can you smell what pebble is cooking? Yeah, pretty much. DX can't even make fun of Roman Reigns. Look, they couldn't even make fun of him. The New Day did it, and all he said was a bulletproof vest, wet dog looking. Yeah, look like a wet dog. Always got rid of him. Yeah. Oh, bump that some more. Yeah, I said it. Mofo Magic Lee. You can go to hell. It's all out today.
I need to get in touch with Lee because I know Lee wanted to be here for, you know, to be here for Livy. I know he wanted
bump his gimme.
I know Lee wanted to be here for Olivia, but
I can't. And Vince McMahon, it's your fault too. If you think every one of them supposed to be like The Rock, that's like Michael Jordan kids expected to come and be their daddy. Hell no. Hell, that's one of them, John Cena, Mickey James kid come up and come to WWE. You don't think he's supposed to be like his daddy? Hell no.
To talk about
no,
this is your world champion,
Spake. Oh, you know that.
I had to deal with
it.
I'm sorry.
You know that.
This is your world champion, Spake.
No,
God, I hate it, Magnus.
Don't hate Magnus because he's a part of one of the biggest conspiracies ever. Now, leave Magnus alone. We ain't talk about the man who beat the Hall of Famer known as Sting.
And AJ Styles.
And AJ Styles. That is so true.
No, oh, but it's all about who beat him. And Sting should have gave him a shout out because he beat him and sent him packing. Magnus gave Sting his freedom papers from TNA.
I want to say thank you to Magnus. He progressed my coming into the WWE by kicking my ass. And I want to say thank
That's
you.
That's right.
thank you, Magnus, for making me look like an idiot, so I got to go.
Listen, I hated that dude.
The only thing I'm looking forward to tonight is Ryberg becoming the new U.S. title.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
I see Ryberg becoming the new U.S. champion.
He tripping.
You might have some people ride over that, Tony C. You might have some, because Kalisto has so much, has doing a lot of good right now, man.
Man, Ray Kalisto is going to get
dropped. Not even a pre-show match.
He's going to get thrown into a trailer, just like his predecessor did back in 1996. Watch. So, better sit down somewhere. And why the hell is Sin Cara in the crowd in gimmick last night? What the hell? That's how can he breathe looking like the Black Panther?
That's all right. We saw it.
Well, that's too far. Who was he with? Who was that lady in that mask?
That was his wife.
That was Sexy Star.
Oh, okay.
Sexy Star? What is that? A Transformer? What the hell?
No, the girl from Underground, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Back to Ryberg becoming the WWE U.S. champion. I'm gonna get behind Ryberg when you win.
Before we get that far, let's knock out these other two real quick. We'll go over the bathroom break for some folks. Team Total Divas, Brie Bella.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing that. I want to see how Lana fight.
It's gonna be Team Total.
I want to see Lana ring work.
It's gonna be Team Total Divas, Brie Bella, Eva Marie, Paige, Natalya, Alicia Fox versus Team Bad and Blonde, Emma.
Get a big tone.
What?
You did not say the redheaded stepchild is gonna actually be in the ring today.
Yep.
She get a mania paycheck.
She get a mania check.
Oh Jesus.
She getting a mania check.
Won't he do it?
Versus Team Bad and Blonde, Emma, Lana, Naomi, Tamina, and Summer Rae. I can't stand Summer Rae. And Emma Marie is actually getting some Facebook support. I got into
it. Randy?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, Randy.
It's from Facebook.
Randy has got too much time on his hands. He's just going from page to page to social media outlet just to support Emma Marie.
And Roman Reigns.
I was in the Outcast group page, and there was a young lady who was just going mad crazy because a lot of us hate Eva Marie.
Cause she's garbage.
She can't talk.
Y'all need to let her be.
Cause she a fine motherfucker.
Y'all need to let her be. That woman is
beautiful, but she can't wrestle. Yeah, she can't wrestle, but she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. I won't say all that. I thought, okay,
so we ain't going that far.
I ain't going now.
Y'all think she ain't beautiful?
I ain't going there, man.
We ain't going that far. We ain't going that far.
Tone, she from California. That girl's bad. She's beautiful.
I don't care if she's from this side. I ain't going that far.
I ain't taking it, though, man. I can't. Emma before her to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's no, what's my girl name? That was real.
She's not Naomi. You know, she knows.
No, not Naomi.
Naomi is
past.
Yeah, she old. Yeah.
JoJo, she ain't no JoJo.
Oh yeah, she ain't no JoJo. Yeah,
I can say that for JoJo, but for you, Marino, I ain't going there.
Mm-hmm. You know who I want to win this? I want Team Total Divas to win this for two reasons. It sends Brie Bella off correctly because she's supposed to be retiring after Mania, and I want Natalya to get the win. The reason why I want Natalya to get the win is because she hadn't really been thought about during this whole Divas Revolution thing, which is about to change over to the women's title. So,
and we don't want to hear Bret Hart tonight bitching and moaning and complaining.
Exactly.
Crying.
I don't think you need
so instead of trying to love his black wife that look, now you talking about beauty. Woo!
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah, that's nice right there. That's nice right there.
Instead of trying to execute her, you want to get on now Facebook and YouTube and cry. Some people's priorities is all jacked up. Bret Hart, one of them.
Bret Hart, one of them, huh?
Yes.
But I want to see the tag get the win so she can get her shine as well. Next match on the card. Isn't this the fourth time, Scott? AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho. Isn't this the fourth time?
Gosh, you know what? It's a classic feud to me. I love it.
Old school feud, huh?
I
can get with that. That's how I feel on that.
But is he, from what I understand, is he retiring for good after this, or is he just going off the real
pay? Hell no.
No, he's about to go to his little stupid ass rock band.
Go back to his band.
Yeah.
Call her.
You know he do that.
Call her.
Now, if he jobbed out the Fandango at Mania, he better lose to AJ Styles, man.
Yeah, I can't see AJ not get his Mania payday. Call in the 803. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Hey, this is Nick Boy. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Uh-oh. He just got up out of Marriott.
The rest of the horse for the following. That's it. I just want to do a quick run-in with Nikita Koloff's Russian team. I just want to say one thing. The card up and down, I don't know, it's just a regular card. It has to be some surprises for me to be like, okay, it was pretty cool. I need some surprises. I need down the run-ins with Shane and Roman Reigns.
You know what, Nate? You know what I also prayed last night? I prayed that they setting up The Rock against Roman Reigns at Mania next year. If The Rock turn on Roman Reigns, that'll make my life.
Hey, what if Roman Reigns turns on The Rock?
Book it.
Rock ain't in a match.
No, he comes out there and celebrates with him after he wins, and then Roman Reigns hits him with a Superman punch.
No, because that means Roman Reigns win the title. No.
No.
I'm talking
about
Triple
H. He's going to win.
I want The Rock to help Triple H, and then his reason because of the whippersnap. My family getting over on my name. I never, you know, that'll never happen. And be said, that'll be passe. But The Rock just get mad and be like, I'm tired of y'all using me.
Using my good name.
Yep. But I feel what you're saying, H. You in the class with Mofo and Lee and Dante Baker and Randy, that it's just a done deal already. You walking out with the title.
It's done. I think he's going to win. If he doesn't win, then what happens after that?
Cena comes back out of nowhere.
I'd rather Cena take the title off Triple H. Now I can see that. Even though we didn't see it before. Damn it, hey. That formula worked.
I'd rather see Cena turn heel. And that's about time.
You'll never see that.
You know, you want to hear a surfer cry and have a stroke tonight? Let's see.
Yes, it did go see, yeah.
So we don't know if that's going to happen.
About, I don't know, Big Tone. There was a rumor that came out earlier saying he wouldn't mind turning heel.
Double A.
Because you know they're already, they're already going to push Roman Reigns. So you might as well turn Cena heel.
Now, if Seth comes, when Seth comes back, okay, I can see it. But nothing right now? Come on now.
Listen, okay, this pay-per-view was not good at all, okay? It makes no sense for John Cena to be a heel. That's their solution to everything, okay? Turn heel.
Well, he has to. He's the face. Okay, let me ask you this question. With him, I don't think it's going to happen. He said he wants to do it, but I don't, you know, Vince, he's not going to let that happen because that's his money. Why would you turn him heel now? And you know you got Randy coming back soon, and, well, we don't know when we'll see Seth. Probably won't see Seth until later on this summer. But why would you do it now?
I just want
shock value.
Okay, boy. I'll give you that.
I want The Rock to do the right thing and help Triple H win. That's the right thing. That's the thing that's best for business. That's the thing that's best for business.
And best for business is tomorrow night, Monday night, it'll be Rock and Triple H for the world title overall, huh?
Hey now. And set it up next year for them. They never fought one-on-one for the title at Mania. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
All right, guys.
They did for the IC title, yes, but not for the big one. No, that's true.
Let's go on to the next match on the card. Everybody know AJ Styles. Everybody wants AJ Styles to beat Chris Jericho, so that's no prediction there.
He should win, but you know, Vince and Jericho.
I can't see Chris winning. I can't, as much as I respect
him. I can't see AJ winning coming from TNA and New Japan. I can't see him going over on this one.
AJ going over.
No, Mr. Nothing's below him.
No.
I'm going with AJ.
AJ Styles has the win because Chris Jericho put Fandango over at WrestleMania.
If you don't put AJ Styles over, something is wrong.
That's the ultimate slap in the face.
It is.
Yeah. You think it'll probably come with the Styles Clash?
Did they put, last year, did they put Sting over?
That's different.
That was different.
Hell no.
That's not Jericho putting someone over. That's Triple H putting someone over, and he doesn't.
You know, that wasn't going to happen.
And you know what? Scott, I'm glad you brought that up. See, I hate going back to this main event, but damn it, that's where it all stemmed from. If Triple H lay down for Roman Reigns and would lay down for Sting, that's some bullshit, bro.
But that's why they made it a no DQ.
But you got to remember, I think Sting was supposed to go over Steph Rollins in that match at Night of Champions. I think he was supposed to go over.
I think so too.
Yeah, he was supposed to go over that one. Sting was supposed to go over Seth on that one.
So he was going to probably win the championship. So I think that's why he didn't. I know, but that's why I think that Triple H didn't put him over because he knew that he was going to end up going over Seth Rollins and not the champions.
But either way,
Triple H is weird because some of the guys he'll lie down to make no sense, but he won't lie down to the people who end up being, I'm not going to say iconic, but you laid down for Daniel Bryan. He pretty much had to at that point. But
yeah, now that y'all think about it, that you bring that up, that does not make, I ain't even think about it like that.
I mean, not that.
And he's going to lay down for Roman Reigns. And he will lay down for Booker T.
Because it's not like you
did. They come to Orlando.
Now he should have fucking laid down for Booker T. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, it's not like
him for that one.
I mean, it's not like you didn't know that Booker was going to be hot. You could have known that at that point.
Every time Booker get hot, he whoop his ass.
But as much as accomplished Booker was, even then,
he deserved way more than just
you couldn't lay down for Booker, who was more accomplished at the time, but you laid down for Daniel Bryan years later. Now, you can say IWC all you want to. I didn't think that was right. You finna lay down for Roman Reigns, who's even that much less accomplished than Daniel Bryan.
True that. True that. You preach. Preach.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
It's Sunday, preach.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. You know, I know I take heat for the Booker thing a lot, but I just believe Booker should have beat him. And that's just the way I feel.
Well, you remember in that little period, did nobody beat him except for Goldberg. That was it.
Shawn Michaels.
And, yeah, his homies, yeah, basically. Yeah. Batista and Shawn Michaels and two and Benoit. Mm-hmm. Three people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I bet all overall, Will, you preaching, man. You preaching on that. I'm backing you on that now.
Thank you, sir.
I'm backing.
It just don't make no sense. All right.
Now, you know what? I'm going to hold that bloodstained banner up all Sunday long today. I'm campaigning. If you didn't lay down for Booker, you shouldn't lay down for Roman. That's the motto for today.
If he didn't lay,
thank you, Will.
Hashtag it. Put it on Twitter.
And Booker T.
You shouldn't lay down for Roman.
Booker T. was accomplished. Eventually became a Hall of Famer. And you finna lay down for somebody who is not even a tenth of that?
You're right.
This issue.
I want all you Reigns supporters, you Reigns lovers, come to me. Come in to the Church of Wrestler Call-In or wherever we might be. And convince us why he should lay down for Roman Reigns. He didn't lay down for Booker T.
Now, I've been Chris Benoit is in the chat. He just brought up a good point on Trip's side. Trips was going to pin anyone from WCW at that time.
What happened with WCW?
Trips was going to pin anyone from WCW at that time, but
that was 2 years in.
Yeah.
That stench of WCW was gone. That note, that's inadmissible in this court. Overruled.
So that ended up.
Next.
And that's the only point.
You got to next that.
And that's the only point you can really give Trips. Other than that's it. That's it.
But he laid down for Benoit. Benoit tapped him out.
Yep, sure did.
Yeah.
So there you go. WCW. Benoit beat him and he was a WCW guy. Huh?
But he won the world title.
But Benoit came over before the invasion.
Either way, Scott, he still was a WCW.
Or either way, he was still part of WCW, and he got the belt.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was the only difference I see is that he came over before all that other stuff happened, before we bought you out. He came over.
But his point was that he was WCW.
Booker was WCW.
Right, to the end, to the very end, he wouldn't come over before that. But Benoit jumped ship and said, "I want to be here." There's a difference.
Well, Benoit jumped ship because his deal was up. Booker's deal wasn't up. That's why he couldn't leave. Man, they had Booker signed, sealed to the day they closed.
Yep.
You can't fault Booker for that.
Who's the champion? Who's the WCW champion when they closed? Was it Booker T?
Booker T.
He had the U.S. and he had beat Scott Steiner at last Nitro and got both the belts.
He got both titles. He closed WCW as his last champ, last U.S. champ, and last world champ.
Yep.
Okay.
So, I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure if Booker could have left in 2000, he would have left. But his deal, he was locked in.
But think about it for a second, too. When Booker got there, he wasn't used correctly. Even if he would have got there in 2000, he still could have been shitted on.
Yeah, he was for a while.
Yeah.
When he got there,
just
he
the
was.
Rock, like, who the hell are you?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's what stopped Sting from coming over.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you get the whole that guy in high adulation is because he had to prove himself not once to WCW, but he had to prove himself again at WWE.
And see, that's what I try to tell people about Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon, he's a businessman, innovator, all that. But people like that, they're insecure and petty, man. Mm-hmm. So if you
He's real petty.
Vince McMahon is the type of person, if he owned McDonald's and you worked at Burger King and he bought the Burger King and turned it into a McDonald's, but your ass worked at Burger King, you'll be the janitor. You could be like the GM. He's going to put you on drive-thru. What?
Yeah.
I was a supervisor.
Yeah.
No, you working drive through now.
Yeah.
That's how petty he is. See AJ Styles.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Anybody who came over, you get your comeuppance. You get your comeuppance. He don't play that. You finna come in here, Goldberg.
Well, I see it. AJ Styles ain't gonna go over.
Only reason why I can't see that is because of who AJ is.
If I bet this. I can bet this right now on April 3rd at whatever time it is. I bet Roman Reigns end up more title reigns than AJ Styles.
If AJ Styles was more, he's more than just a TNA bring over. That's why I can't see him losing the day. But I do agree with you.
AJ Styles has won WWE title run. He better take it and run and be happy.
No, see, the thing is with Gallows and Anderson coming over, he's winning.
Okay. I don't doubt that he's going to win. I'm saying how many times will he hold that WWE title?
But it's kind of unfair to put that in context as well, because we gotta remember Roman Reigns is younger than AJ, so he's got a little bit more on his career than AJ does. AJ's what?
Roman Reigns 36? Is already a two-time champion, and he has held the belt for about 26 minutes
total. Exactly.
And it's like AJ is what, 36,
38, maybe. I'd say something like that.
Yeah,
35.
Okay. So, you know, and Roman Reigns,
you can rack him up. He can rack him up. Let's say this. Let me rephrase that statement then, since you want to go throw age in there. I bet his reign be longer.
He's 38.
38, okay.
AJ Styles.
Okay. He'll be 39 in June.
Okay.
His longest reign, if he get it, won't be longer than Reigns' longest reign. You feel me?
Yeah, I got you.
And that shouldn't even be happening like that.
Shouldn't even be a thing.
So yeah, Roman had it, like what's been said, it's only been 26, 27 minutes that Roman Reigns had the belt. So if AJ gets the belt now and runs it for about 6 to 7 months, he would have a longer reign than Roman Reigns.
You would think.
Yeah, you would think
you would. Vince going to sign off on that, man?
All right. This was what you were talking about earlier, Tony. CWB U.S. title match. Kalisto versus Ryback.
Ray Kalisto versus Ryberg.
Old style WCW match. This is what I'm talking about.
But this is a match that hadn't got what? Any build.
It is a build. It has been, so don't you?
Yeah, it has been a build, but this shit is fucking stupid. This is super mad.
It hasn't been a colossal build by any means.
Now, William, what you're not going to do is piss on this match, okay?
Well, that's the only thing that built was an outhouse, so that's all you can do is piss on it.
Exactly. This is my match of the night candidate. There's two match of the night candidates I got. This is one of them. Mm-hmm. Robert is going to steal the show. Watch this.
Well, I see see Carl turning on him tonight.
You know what?
He's going to be the one to tear the Roman Empire down, Robert.
You know, I wanted to see that. I wanted to see Kalisto retain, Sin Cara win the IC title, they break up and start going at it. Title versus title. But I ain't gonna get that.
I don't see it.
I ain't gonna get that.
Cyberg getting his title.
Yeah, all Sin Cara gonna turn on him, and they have a feud.
Why y'all talking about people turning? Cyberg is the next big thing.
Why you think Cyberg gonna win, Tony C?
He's going to win with the shell shock and the meat hook. See, one thing about Robert, he don't talk.
That's true.
Too much.
That's true.
Because he can't talk.
That's why.
He can't look at the camera. You have no idea which camera he's trying to look at.
Well, listen, he going to get his eye right. He going to go see that Shawn Michaels eye surgeon. Don't worry about that. We straight.
All the reason they got a
before
good
we get the title.
Only reason why they got a good camera ain't going Robert last night, because he ain't know he was being on camera.
Listen, what y'all not going to do is piss on the future WWE champion, okay, Robert. Because he's going to be the one to end the Roman Empire. Because as much as hard on Vince got for Roman Reigns, he got the same hard on for Robert. So, hey.
Don't make me put him in that crowd during with Goldberg. Please don't.
No.
So, let me see what we're doing here. So, you're saying Rob Bird's going to win the U.S. Championship. And then after he wins the U.S. title, you're going to have Roman Reigns win the championship tonight, and then those two are going, and Ryback is going to go against Roman Reigns for the title.
Within the next month, a couple months, 2-3 months, yeah. Robert.
What stuff you been smoking on?
I'm a realist about this thing,
There was a rumor out there a few months
ago. The writing is on the wall.
There was a rumor out there a few months ago that Ryback was supposed to be getting a push. Doesn't mean that he's going to win the world championship, but he was supposed to get
a push. They changed his look. Months ago, so. Next thing you know, he's going to get some pyro, and then, damn it, he's going to get some security, and then we're going to get the streak up. And Big Tone,
I'm gonna have to make one for him too. I got like a hashtag for him too.
So when no, you ain't. Only difference is
he started.
He got some more wrestling moves than the other guy.
But still, we don't see. If they go push you like they did the other guy, he couldn't get one. I'm sorry.
You gonna get his money up so he can get him some security. To come from that locker room, and damn it, we finna go straight to the top with this, okay?
No, we ain't talking about him and Ralph just walking down the ramp, okay?
No, it's gonna be real live security, okay?
I think Chris Benoit said Tony C likes a mentally retarded guy named Rice Sloss.
I don't know who that is, but I know Robert.
So is anybody
future WWE champion and US champion?
Is anybody else picking Robert in this match? Anybody else? I can't see it, man.
I think this is a match where
I'm gonna pick him.
Where I'm gonna pick Ryback in the back room.
That's right. That's right, Mr. Hotel. Wow. Come to the good side.
I can't do it, man.
I could care less about this match.
That's fine. That's fine. It's like when you buy a stock and people don't want to buy the stock. They want to be scared. And then when the person make all the money, they be like, dang, I just got in on it. So, okay. Okay, right, you have buyer remorse you want to.
Let's move on to
the writing is on the wall, pal.
Let's move on to the next match, ladder match for the IC Championship. Kevin Owens,
Zack Ryder.
Hey, he could win
off the bat. Zack Ryder. hey, Tony, you know what? I agree with you on this one. I agree with you on this one. I think Zack Ryder pulls it.
Zack Ryder's going to win and get a push.
That would be
Zack Ryder needs one reason to win the belt. Take that belt back to NXT and beat the ever-loving fuck out of Mojo Rawley with it.
There you go. You can do that.
If he does that, he deserves to win it. But if not, nope.
That would be the funniest thing to ever see happen. The funniest thing to see happen.
And they'd be like, while he's laying on the floor, bleeding, be like, you ain't hype.
Right.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it. Hold on 1 second. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I'm not recognizing this. Call in the 573. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Hey, what's up?
Who we got?
This is Iron Man. What's up?
What's up, man?
I am Iron Man. What's up?
What's going on with you, man?
Nothing. Just, I ain't be able to stay on too long, though. Gotta hop back off. I got shit I gotta take care of, but I figured I'd pop on for a minute, pop my chair for a minute, just saying cool shit. See you guys later.
Alright, man.
No doubt, man.
No doubt, man. Appreciate the call, man.
That's no problem. Just figured I'd show some love.
Appreciate you, man, as always. All right. Feel free to call back in any time, man.
Alright, I will. Later.
Yeah, have a good one, man. Later.
Bye.
Robert,
that is true. Zack Ryder is winning right now because he is hitting Emma. So we came from.
That's right. Woo, woo, woo.
You know it. Nah, man.
You know.
She just smiled and gave him an Emmamite sandwich.
Hey, man.
Dolph Ziggler and Sami Zayn don't get no love in this.
Hell no.
Dolph Ziggler ain't winning shit. He might as well go ahead and quit.
It's hard to predict, you know, who's going to win this because it can go so many different angles. Someone could get hurt in the middle, call an audible.
Yeah.
But one of three people will win this: Owens, Zayn, or Ziggler. That's it. Those are the only three I can see walking out with it.
Me too.
Did you just
say
Ziggler's in the doghouse? I doubt he'd get it.
Well, I mean, he's the name. He's your third name in there. Yeah. You're going to give it to Sami Zayn so him and Owens could feud? Fine. Or Owens retains.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see The Miz. I don't see Stardust, and definitely not Zack Ryder.
You know what, Scott? You're not going to you're not going to disrespect the greatness, which is Long Island IZ, okay?
Dude, I love Zack Ryder. I love him. Don't get me wrong, but he's only in there because Neville got hurt.
And you know why he's in there? No. You know why he's in there? Remember that call we made at WWE a while back? Looking for the push? Damn it, they found it. So here you go again.
They found it on the Rock Cena CSI?
That's right. Rock Cena SVU. Rock Cena SVU found it.
Scott, I think I've created a monster with that.
That was damn funny, though.
Oh, man.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Who we got next? What's the next match?
I could see it now, though. John Cena's like, Rocky, I found Zack Ryder's pushing it. Rock looks at him at the corner of his eye and raises that eyebrow.
The whole time.
All right. Next match on the card, Tony C. Do it. This is new. This is dear to your heart. New Day versus League of Nations.
Daddy.
I'm a little League of Nations.
Like, Tony C.
You know what?
You talked about this before you got on the phone. Mm. At the Hall of Fame last night, Von Erich said that new gay team. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, he's a Von Erich, so that's to be expected. as long as he didn't refer to them as gay mother, you know what, some people refer to them on this network, surfing.
starting April 5th, it's Harlem Heat 2016.
You gay motherfucker.
Oh, hey, don't do that. Don't
hey, man, that. I didn't say it. I didn't say it, but yeah, Scott. I mean, you can't really hurt the New Day right now. They over like rope, so.
Nah, that's no doubt, but I just thought
it was just funny. Yeah, it was funny. You know, you know them redneck Texas Von Erich, mama. You couldn't expect no less from them. As long as you didn't call them colored or nothing like that, we all right.
Now, Big Tone, you kind of deal with me when it comes to world class. Wasn't Iceman the only brother really doing anything until your boys came in?
Pretty much. Huh. Well, they ran Texas like it was no tomorrow. Fritz had them boys going, but it didn't really pop off until the Birds got there.
Yeah.
Because the Midnight was down there. Dennis and Bobby were down there. They had their little thing with them, but it didn't really blow up until the Birds got down there.
Yeah. So true. But New Day can lose this and still be just fine.
Yeah.
They're so over.
Well, is it for the titles or not? I've heard both ways.
It's not.
No, it's not for the titles.
It's not for the titles.
It's
just going to be for team supremacy, so to speak. Team supremacy. And like I said, New Day can lose and still be fine because they're so freaking over. Next match on the card, Hell in a Cell. I'm sorry, I skipped one, and maybe I should have. I don't know. Divas Championship, Charlotte with Ric Flair.
Oh, shit. Next.
Charlotte with Ric Flair, your champion versus Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. Who you got?
Next.
For the sake of it.
What you talking about, next? This might be the match of the night.
It could be.
Shit.
No, it's Rob Berg and Ric Kalisto going to be match of the night, pal.
Yeah, man.
So, you can forget that.
You know what? Scott, I'll speak to you on this.
I'm going with Becky.
Of course you are.
This is the way I see it. Just by looking at their pattern. I see Sasha winning the night, and then her and Becky feuding, and then Becky getting the belt there.
So I saw it the other way around, but the same thing. Becky getting it tonight and starting the feud.
Mm-hmm. See, because I don't know if WWE would trust Becky in this spot. It could happen, but I don't know.
You were about to put her over at the Rumble.
I was about to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to put over.
But I think Sasha wins it. I think Sasha wins it. I don't know. It's going to be a piss match. I think Sasha wins it. Like you said, her and Becky go at it, go back and forth. They switch the belts back and forth a couple times. Then somebody from NXT comes up and drops a whole monkey wrench in the whole situation.
Oh, yeah. Or...
is that someone bringing wacky inflatable arm-raising guys with them?
I can see the horsewomen. My only thing with the horsewomen coming in play is...
no, don't you say it, because you know who's not here.
I know. But right now, as it's constituted, you can do it with Sasha, Becky, Charlotte, and Bayley as constituted. And then...
no, it's not that you can't do it then. But it's not going to be right.
But that then, as far as I know, that's going to be the closest we get, because right now Tessa Blanchard's not in WWE's radar. Not yet.
Did you hear they dropping the Divas title for the women's title? Yes. Something like that.
I'm very happy with that, because now...
that belt is garbage.
Now these ladies are going to get the true respect and the true shine that they deserve. Randy got on me earlier. Dante Baker got on me earlier about dropping the name Diva. The Divas need to freaking go. It needs to freaking go. It's disrespectful, because most of these ladies are not fitness models anymore.
Yeah.
Most of these ladies are hardcore indie wrestlers who you're bringing in that can work. So show them a little respect. Show them a little shine like you do to men.
Yeah, I mean, God, it was just, you know, as good as Trish Stratus turned out to be, she really sucks in the long run. She was learning on a job. By the time she finally mastered the shit, she was hurt so much she had to retire. You know?
Yeah.
It was, you know, these women can go. Yeah, I mean, yeah. The women been stealing the show since in NXT for quite a while. Now they're on the main stage. Yep. Don't squash them, man. Let them do what they can do.
Let them do what they do, man. Let them do what they do.
You pay them a salary for a reason, man. But, you know, you talk about a revolution. Don't fucking shut them out.
Yeah. And the new belt that they're getting looks good.
But yeah, it does. It's better than that butterfly crap they got now.
Man, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All right, let's get into the couple of matches that really matter that should sell this event. And from what I understand, this match is supposed to close the show. That's the rumor out there. I don't know how true that is, according to the Wrestling Observer. Hell in a Cell, Undertaker versus Shane. If Shane wins, he gets control of Raw. What are you guys thinking?
I think it should
lose that the rep for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should close the show, because I got a feeling Shane's going to pull it out. And if you put this on before the end and Shane wins, all the speculation of what's going to happen, cliffhanger. We want to tune in to Raw. What's going to happen with Shane taking over? Find out tomorrow night. See you then. Bye-bye. That's how we make it.
I think that's not going to be the main event. I think it's going to be second to last.
New Day is on SportsCenter.
Well,
New Day.
You remember at X7, Vince didn't close the show when him and Shane fought, and then he came down for the main event.
So
they could do something like that, but
yeah.
You are right. It should close the show.
If Shane's going to win, it should close. If Taker's going to win, you put that shit on the pre-show. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because the ending has no result in what happens tomorrow at that point.
Right.
What I'm thinking is, I'm thinking that Shane wins, and then Shane screws Roman.
Yeah, that could be the twist.
Yeah.
That could be the twist right there.
If Shane wins...
That makes sense. Because you know how devious Shane can be.
Mm-hmm.
So if he does that, he knows that look this. He takes Taker out tonight. He goes to Raw tomorrow night, right? Then Roman comes out, screws him, and gives the power back to Trips, and let them just run roughshod. Corporation comes back again.
Without Vince McMahon.
Without Vince.
But at the same
point... it happened before.
With Shane winning, it opens the door for Triple H retaining. So if you put, if you let Shane win, there's a lot of things that could go on.
There's millions of scenarios with this one.
It just depends on which match lasts, though.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. If the cage match is last, it falls into place. If Trips and Roman goes last, then we got a problem. They're gonna have to tweak it a little bit. But yeah, Taker and Shane should end the shoes to close the show. To set it up for tomorrow night.
If you really think about it, that match is the most important because it got Raw on the line.
Yep.
And of course, Raw means more than the title.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Now that I think about it, that match probably is going to close the show. And with that being said, it pretty much...
Dimitri Poppy is going to come out too.
I heard that too. I heard that yesterday. I heard that yesterday. Dimitri Poppy is going to come out to help Shane win.
Okay. Gallows, Anderson, Balor, the Balor Club, I've heard so many rumors of who's coming out to help Shane win.
Yeah, that's just it. With all these new cats, with the Bullet Club coming, with the Gallows and what's the name coming up, Gallows and Anderson, that could be one right there. Mm-hmm. That could be something. They come out of nowhere, help Shane out. You never know.
Yeah, because
Vince ran his mouth and screwed himself. He said, if Taker wins, he's done.
You never see him at WrestleMania again.
Yep.
Now, think about it. Since Sting is retired and that match will never happen, there's only two people he could lose it with. And to me, in my book, I would do it like this. It's either him, or it's either Shane or Cena. Cena's broke dick right now.
But then you got the rumors of Taker and the Wyatts getting into a huge feud for the next few months.
Yeah.
For what? That's the rumor. But with Bray Wyatt's back as fucked up as he is, and Eric Rowan's knee is busted up, they're not going to push Braun Strowman.
Yeah,
they're not going to push him. They decided to change. They changed that. They're not going to push Braun Strowman. So what are they going to do?
Look, I'm just going off the dirt sheets in the room. Is here. This is what makes. This is why we have a show so we could discuss.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's so many things. I
for one just think. After tonight, win, lose, draw, whatever, death, the next time we see the Undertaker is 2017 Hall of Fame inductee.
That's what I'm hoping. There should be no more matches after this. Either way it goes down, there should be no more Undertaker matches after this. None. That's the next thing that should be down the turnpike. It's him going into the Hall of Fame, which we all know he's going. That's where he's headed.
He's guaranteed that. That's a guarantee.
Yep.
You can just bank on it. It has been on when he's going.
Yep.
Since Taker lost the streak, there's no reason to have him out there at all.
Mm-mm. Exactly. That's why. I think that's why Vince put that in there.
I hope Triple H is calling in. Y'all thought. Him calling DX down there last year was bad. I hope he called everybody. Hell, I'm kind of hit Roman in the nuts and help him win the title. Hell, I don't give a damn.
Man, your boy just put in the chat.
Everybody. X-Pac, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall. I hope it's so much outside interference tonight.
Nature boy just said Roman and the Usos turn on Dean. Oh my goodness. No holds barred match. Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman versus Dean Ambrose. No holds barred.
Brock destroys him. Sorry.
Can I start with this? Here's my issue with this whole thing. Okay. Check this out. Roman Reigns beat Dean Ambrose. But Dean Ambrose is supposed to beat Brock Lesnar. And then we supposed to expect Dean Ambrose down the line to beat Roman Reigns. Really?
Come on now.
Really?
Come on now.
I really think WWE kind of missed a boat on Dean a little bit. Because when he was red
hot,
I think WWE missed the boat on Dean Ambrose a little bit. Because
he's still over. He's more over than...
But he was white hot at one point. But he was white hot at one point.
Yeah.
Brock need to be off of TV, period. So I don't care about Brock Lesnar. I really fucking don't.
Why? You don't like Brock?
I don't know why the fuck he's in the WWE, to be serious.
Why?
I don't know why. Because he goes through everybody he fucking faces. We don't need nobody like that. He's everybody say that John Cena is Superman. No, the Brock is Superman because can't nobody beat Brock Lesnar.
Brock has not been pinned or submitted in 3 years.
That person that beat him was Triple H.
Yeah. I mean, you could say The Undertaker, but he passed out. Mm-hmm. He didn't tap, he didn't submit, he didn't get pinned.
He never got pinned clean yet.
Well, Whoa. Trips did it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Triple H was the last one three years ago.
That was 28 or 29, one of them.
A definitive win.
I just want to say it on TV.
It was 28. Oh, I'm sorry. It was 29, Tony C, because 28 was the Hell in a Cell.
That's why I knew one of them. Yeah. He pedigreed him on them steps.
Yep.
And that was that all hell, you know. Was that at Extreme Rules, whatever they were calling it back then, or was that at Mania?
That was at Mania, because he beat Brock in the rematch. Brock beat him in the rematch, though. Yeah. Cena beat him at Extreme Rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After he got his ass whipped for like five hours, and he just gave him an AA, and that was it.
Yeah. It was the opposite of what happened at SummerSlam. But with Brock, man, yeah, you're right, Ms. Hightower. They painted themselves in the corner with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They let him in
now,
the street.
If he was the Brock back then, because Brock used to wrestle back then. Mm-hmm. If he was the Brock back then I could see, yeah. Yeah, that's the Brock I like, but this Brock, I don't like this Brock Lesnar.
Well, when you ended the streak, that's where you got your super right there.
Yeah.
That bump beating everybody, once you end this, whoever would have ended that streak, it would have made no sense for them to pretty much lose again.
You know, we got a special birthday today, right? It was 1 year ago today at WrestleMania 31 that the phrase Suplex City was born.
Suplex City was born.
But you know what, though?
Suplex City, bitch.
He did send him to Suplex City.
But you know what, though? This is where me and Lee part ways. I think I was so happy that it wasn't John Cena to beat the streak because, like Tony C just said, anybody that you put in that role to beat that streak was just going to be super whoever. And I'm just glad it wasn't Cena because, see, look, whether you say Brock is deserved or not, that's up for debate. But I don't think Cena needed it, so he was already where he was, already where he is. He didn't need it, so.
Well, I know who should have really broke the streak.
Who?
And it should have been fucking Triple H or Shawn Michaels.
Well, it should have been
One of those two should have broke the streak.
It should have been like somebody who wasn't going to be around. That's what I believe, because then you can't be super if you ain't around. You get what I'm saying?
Right. You just went
if you somebody like another Hall of Famer or somebody like that's on Undertaker level that could have came in.
Right.
Like Sting. Yeah. If Sting would have did it and just retired, okay, cool. Right.
CM Punk could have broke.
Hell, if you'd have let him in the street, he'd have been worse than Brock, way worse than Brock Lesnar. Hell no. I ended the streak. Next thing I need to break Bruno's title reign record for days.
Cool.
You know Punk believe in his gimmick. He just like Goldberg and Randy Orton. They all went outside.
Randy makes some factions up, though. You can't form a Randy Orton like that.
But I'm saying, in the fact of when they step out them ropes, they still see him punk Randy Orton and Goldberg.
That's true.
And Brock kind of like that, too, but he ain't as bad as them.
No, but Brock is like this. I don't care about y'all. I'm just here for money and kick ass, and I'm going home.
And that's why I don't like him no more. Because it's not wrestling with him no more.
Miss Altar, you can't bring him in from the UFC and tell him, all right, go back to your wrestling gimmick. That's kind of like.
But that's what he was, Brock, though.
Oh, I feel
Kurt Angle, that's what he was. That's the Brock I like.
This Brock right now. I enjoy that Brock too.
It's just all about money with him.
That can go out now. Money. This is the thing, Mr. Altar. Let me ask you this with Brock. You think he can put on an Iron Man, 60-minute Iron Man mask now?
No way.
No, not anymore.
No one can.
Not even close.
There's no one that could do it right now. I don't.
Steph Rollins could, I think.
Yeah.
Not with that. No. Not before the injury?
Before he got hurt.
So did someone just say, if I heard it right, did someone just say they wanted Kurt Angle to break the streak?
No.
Talking about Kurt Angle and Brock back in the day, that wrestling, not the UFC shit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you think, Mr. Hightower, they could have brought him back and put him back in that wrestling as a wrestler and not as the UFC mercenary
At least some kind of hybrid.
I mean, they couldn't because he was in the UFC.
Yeah, so, and that's what I'm saying. They banking off that. But I get what you're saying. I enjoyed him before he left. You know, before that Goldberg match, he put Guerrero over, made him look like $1 million.
He did.
Brock could go. Yeah. And see, that's what a lot of people don't remember about him. They be like, oh, he do that suplex. No, that's his gimmick.
Yeah.
But there's live footage of Brock Lesnar on numerous occasions going 60 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Actually, I think Sami Zayn could go 60.
And that dumb son of a bitch did that shooting star press at WrestleMania 19.
And broke his freaking
damn self. Still ain't live that down, but still.
He ain't going to live that down.
Let me ask the room a question. We talked about his match a little bit earlier, but I want to talk about him. What do you guys think about Kevin Owens? What's your opinion on Kevin Owens?
I love him. He's the ultimate heel. He plays the part to perfection.
Yeah, he plays the part. He's old school. Right now. He's old school. He's an old school heel.
Yeah.
Next year, he'll be our champion.
Yep.
If he got the belt, it would be funny. If he got the WWE title, he's the type of heel that he'll get in the match, and he, you know, the person get the offense going. And he'll just take a damn count out loss.
Yeah.
Old school. Yeah, that's what I say. He's an old school heel. If he gets the belt, it's home. He gets the belt, he's gonna bring back the how Flair and them used to do it back in the day. The heel get in trouble, I'll take the count out. Deuces, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll DQ. I'll poke you right in the eye in front of the ref. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he's great
like that. He's that type of heel. And Cornette will tell you. I trained him to do that. I told him to do that when he was down there with me. I told him to do that. He trained him. Look, this is how you do it. And he just ran with it.
Yep.
You get that heel heat, that real heel heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, motherfuckers really don't like Kevin Owens, the character.
Right. I mean, the last person that got heat like that for playing that character, no shit, was Vicky Guerrero. She made you hate her.
Oh, she made you hate it. Hey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She played that part so well, it was just like, I can't stand her. You didn't even have to see her. All you had to do was hear those words, excuse me, before she came out on stage and you were cringing and shivering.
Let me ask you guys this, wrestling fans. If you, because we were talking about this last night. If you're a wrestler, if you run the wrestling company, right, does everybody have to be able to cut a promo? Everybody.
Not everybody. Should be able to at least cut a decent promo.
Not everybody, because if I was running the wrestling promotion, I'd at least have some managers on hand.
Yep.
Okay.
You'd have to cut a decent, like Scott said, you'd have to cut a decent promo. At least a decent.
Okay, what if they could?
It ain't going to be 5-star, but you got to cut a decent promo.
Look. If you put a mouthpiece with Ryberg, I could take him more. If Reigns can't talk, he's just horrible. But to hear him sputter one or two sentences is fine. And have the manager talk the rest, you have to be able to say something.
Right.
You have to.
Okay. Now, what if you can't, though, Scott? that's when you bring in the mouthpiece, right?
Yeah. I mean, Brock is terrible on the mic. Fucking terrible. Paul Heyman is what makes him.
Of course.
And, you know, and the only thing Brock has to say is when he takes the mic, he's like, basically he just wants to say, get the fuck in the ring and I'll kick your ass, which is all he needs to say.
So, now my other part of my question, do you keep putting that person in position to cut promo once you realize they can't?
Hell no, not unless you got a mouthpiece.
That's the problem with Reigns right there.
Yeah.
That's half the problem, right?
You definitely should not be opening up Raw or SmackDown, going in the ring and talking for that 10-minute segment. Hell no.
That's the problem.
Believe that.
For them.
Believe that.
You'll come over here, I'll pop you in the mouth.
If
you're going to do some shit like that, you got to have somebody that, if he can't talk, his mouthpiece, like you said, Paul Heyman talks for Brock, that's what you need to have.
And you know what? Take Damian Sandow, who's good on the mic. He can hold his own. I'm not saying he's a Paul Heyman guy on the mic or a Bray Wyatt, but give him some people to manage or make him the mouthpiece of a tag team.
Yes.
Like the Genius. When the Genius started wrestling, he started being more of a managerial role, mouthpiece.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, sometimes he wrestled, so he did both. When him and Mr. Perfect was running together, man, that's a great example, Scott.
And I truly believe this, the manager and the valet, bring those roles back. I think it'd be...
Now, the valet part, I gotta disagree with you on one. The valet part, no. The manager part is the best, the valet part, no.
Really? All right, speaking of valets, did you guys hear about the Baron Corbin Virgil thing?
Baron Corbin
promo on Aries and basically said, I will leave you going to shows like Virgil sitting by yourself in the corner taking Polaroids.
That shit was funny.
Tweeted back at him. He's like, why you got something basically like, this is how I make my hashtag fuck money. And then, man, Twitter lit him up. $10 for a Polaroid is fuck money.
You fucking whores.
But
the meat and potatoes of it, man, they're missing the boat with the... they need managers, man. Cause
yeah, if you don't want to pay Sandow to wrestle, put him out there with the mic.
I'm
going to throw this out there to everybody. Now, if they brought him back, and he's willing to do it. If you put Cornette with Roman Reigns, where do you think he'd go?
I don't think he'd go anywhere.
He'd get him over.
I think Cornette's past his prime.
It's more Scott. Nobody will probably recognize him because, you know what I'm saying? Right. These smart marks.
I mean, you tried to put Dutch Mantel with Jack Swagger.
Biff wasn't going to get over because he looked like damn Biff.
It worked for a little bit there, though.
Right, but it worked for a hot minute, but all in all, nobody knew who Dutch Mantel was.
Smart
marks, us guards that know this business and know who everybody is, we know what that says. But these new cats, these kids that don't know the old guys like we do, it'll be something different for them.
Right. But
you bring somebody like in Cornette or J.J. Dillon, for instance. Just for instance. You put them in as a mouthpiece for Roman Reigns, these new cats like Roman Reigns, Ryberg and all them, it'll take them to a new level.
You tried a mouthpiece on Ryberg and it didn't work. You had the best mouthpiece for him and it didn't work.
Well, a lot of that was booking too, Scott. They didn't book him
exactly. Right. They booked him. I get what you're saying.
Y'all both are pretty much saying the same thing.
I mean, but if you put a Cornette or a Dillon or a Mantel, or even if it's a disconnect with the younger crowd, they'll be like, I don't know, what's this all about?
What Scott's saying is bring... use some of the people that are recognized already that you're not using that can talk.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
I agree with that too.
playing angle with Sandow had to retire due to an injury. From what? Who the fuck knows, because he doesn't wrestle. But now he's a manager. Now he's taking somebody under his wing and teaching him and talking for him.
Right.
You know, play some, do an angle like that. You're paying the guy to do nothing except sit at home.
Right.
You might as well use him.
Right. I didn't say bring valets back to give some of these ladies you're not doing anything with something to do.
But they can't get involved in a match like a manager can.
No, I mean, what are you going to have, an Italian valet? She's going to bring a freaking cat.
That's one thing about valets. I mean, unless they Alexander York, and then they just hand somebody a computer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go from there.
Basically, would you take a woman wrestler and try and put them as a valet with somebody? Like, you're going to end up with an Emma Santino type of thing, where she gets buried, not used properly. I mean, Lana didn't even work out properly. Now you're trying to transform her into a wrestler?
Yeah, that ain't. I don't think it's going to work.
No, it doesn't work out.
That's not going to work.
Either you're going to leave him as a valet and a mouthpiece, or they're going to get in the ring. You can't have it both ways, Vince. I'm sorry. You know, I know you like to say everybody that works for you is going to get in the ring at some point. You
There's
can't
nothing
have
wrong
it
with the
way.
Liz woman valet. Now, the Liz woman, when they were valets,
yeah.
No,
I like that when they were valet for Flair.
Yeah, but you know, but Liz didn't say anything. Liz stood there.
Oh, of course not.
Virgil stood there. They didn't talk. They just stood there and did their job. You know, and that's what worked. You know, you can't have them talking shit.
The women valet can work too, Scott. They just have to be, like you said, kind of in the background. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they help you win the match.
They help you win the match, though.
Yeah.
Did you see last night how they were just walking them out of the stage and going back? That's all you need.
Oh, I like Liz and woman at ringside, man. That was fun. Their hand flared at high heel. Boom.
Wasn't it Ms. Elizabeth the reason why the Mega Powers broke up?
Oh, yeah. Hulk Hogan grabbing her ass.
Look at that. You got lust in your eyes, brother.
Yeah, you got that lust.
Still no gonna talk about it today. I see it, brother.
And just speaking of that, you know.
You know, he got his yard blurred last night. You know that, right?
We'll do a cheap plug. Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 2 p.m. today, going over the Mega Powers exploding, Mega leading into their match at WrestleMania 5, as well as Mega Powers' last show.
Yep.
Mega Tune in. Explode. Give my boys some love. You know, see Mega Powers off in style.
See, the Immortal Hulk Hogan started the super thing at WrestleMania, because Hogan went, what, 4 or 5 manias?
No, it was 3. He lost in 4 because the belt was the tournament, and Savage won.
Yeah, Savage won.
So
3 manias.
Yep.
9 times, Hogan was winning at Mania.
Yeah.
And he had that stigma.
Yeah.
And it's... Especially in the title match.
Yeah.
When Warrior beat him, everybody was like, yo, what?
Yeah, I didn't expect Warrior to beat him. I walked out, though, when it happened, because at that point, I was just, I can't stand Hogan anymore.
He was OD.
He was getting old and tired. Like, I hate to say it, but like, Jordan was the best basketball. I just hated having him shoved down my throat everywhere I turned.
You hated Jordan as a Washington Wizard.
No, I'm saying I hated Jordan as a Bull.
Because you were a Knicks fan.
Well, no, because everywhere I looked, he was shoved down my throat. SportsCenter, everywhere.
He shoving his.
Yeah,
that's because he's ripping ass. You can't get mad at that.
No, dude, I can't. When people are shoved down my throat and force-fed to me by every media outlet in the world, I can't stand them. I just hate it. It's just like there's other things.
Well, Scott, in that instance, he was being shoved for the right reason. The man, he was the best at what he did, so. You can't really. I mean, he starts sucking.
His props, but you know he. But I just didn't. It was. I just was tired of hearing the name.
Right.
You know.
I don't like people shut down my throat who ain't doing a damn thing. That's what I be.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing.
Well, if
to
you don't like people shoved down your throat, stay out of the Parliament House.
Oh, I don't. That's why I don't go there. Never that.
Oh my goodness. Oh, man.
But Brock Lesnar gonna win his match.
Yeah, I think he gonna win too. But I think
Dean Ambrose used that chainsaw then. All bits off.
Dean Ambrose don't have the chainsaw. He gave it to Finn Balor.
Oh damn! Sorry, Dean.
Dean's gonna look good in his loss though.
Yep. Oh yeah, he gonna be over like bro.
Yeah, that's how probably you go like without losing, without winning.
Yeah, he gonna look good in losing. And finally, WWE World Heavyweight Championship match: Triple H versus Roman Reigns.
No disqualification.
So many, no DQ. There's so many ways this can go down.
Yeah.
On your knees, punk.
Right. On your knees, dog.
I really hope Triple H go over.
You want Triple H to go over?
I want Triple H to go over. I want him to retain, but we already know who's going to win.
Anyone but you, Roman.
Anyone.
So if this was Heath Slater, he'll be happy.
Yeah.
At least Heath Slater is getting booed for the right reason. This guy's a heel, and he getting booed. Yeah. I mean, he a face, he getting booed.
Do you get booed so bad? Like we said, they had to change his entrance. They have to edit audio so you could hear him.
Yeah.
I bet he don't come through that crowd tonight.
I know.
Oh, hell no.
He ain't coming through that crowd tonight. Mm-hmm.
And if you win that championship, you better get the hell out.
Yeah, all right. Quick, we got one more question, and then I got to bow out of here because I got to get ready for the Talk Brunch show next up.
Okay.
What's the over under on how long it takes The Undertaker to get to the damn ring tonight?
Oh, God.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. That's
15. The 15.
How many breaks is he going to take walking down the ramp? 2, 3?
6.
No, he's going to take his breaks during the match. He don't take
back,
them.
Yeah.
He ain't worried about that. He's going to make them up on the back end.
He going to take about 7, 8 breaks.
He's going to go through the table and lay there for about 5 minutes.
See what he did Monday night?
Yep. His breaks are built in.
Everybody's
the
like, look at The Undertaker sitting up. Dude just took a nap.
That's right.
Yeah, he's been waking up, so he's all good.
Refresh. That's how you sit up from a good old nap.
Yeah,
you
right?
Get that good nap in, boy. You sit up just like he did. Be ready. Let's go.
Let's go right now.
I'm back. Yeah, man. I hope The Rock do the right thing. That's my hashtag. Two hashtags. Triple H should have laid down for Booker if you're going to lay down for Roman.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the right thing, Rock.
What is Rock's role in this one tonight?
Nobody knows.
Screw Roman.
We hope so.
All right, fellas, I got to bow out. Scott, get ready for the next show.
Scott, man, I appreciate you being here, man.
Not a problem. Mr. Hightower, Olivia, Tony C., Big Tone, Willie D., thanks for the fun. And we'll catch up later. Don't forget to tune in next, man. Rick Darren and the boys are up next.
There we go.
All right, talk to you guys later.
All right, man.
All right, buddy.
All right, guys. My two hashtags for the day, hashtag WB, hashtag WrestleMania. And again, don't forget the rest of the marathon schedule for today. Coming up right
now. What's my hashtag? Put book over. You put book over. You didn't put book over. Don't put Roman over. Hashtag don't put Roman over. Don't do it, Triple H. Don't do it. I know you listen.
Hashtag baby Goldberg.
Yeah. Robert. Hashtag Robert too. Yeah. Robert, you know. Hashtag don't do it, gang.
That's what I said. That's what hashtag baby Goldberg for.
No, he gotta get his own hashtag. Robert. Don't do it. Triple H, don't do it. pull a Hogan at Bash at the Beach 2000.
There you go.
Goddamn, pull your damn creative control card. Tell her I ain't going out there. If I got to do it, damn it.
Don't forget, wrestling marathon schedule as it stands today, 12 noon, right after this show, is Top Brunch Live with Rick Dyer and the crew. 2 p.m., Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Philly Phil. Mega Power's last show, man. Jeez. Last show for Mega Power.
Hashtag throw trash.
Hashtag the integration here strikes again.
Hashtag throw trash. Roman wins, we ride it. That's what they need to say in Dallas.
4 p.m.
Earn that jail world down.
At 4 p.m.
Looking in here in Orlando, I'll start.
4 p.m. The Rant would be up and going live with Double A and Tony C. And then following the event, WrestleMania event, it is the WrestleMania post show at 11 or a little after. Everybody, I do encourage you to join the network for the show. Any final thoughts before we roll out?
Fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg with the cold basket. Ron back.
Go ahead, Tony C.
I was just going to say Robert going to put on a show tonight. And if Roman win, we riding. Straight up. That's the hashtag.
If he wins that title, he better get the hell out of Dodge. Don't stand in the ring and celebrate. Get the hell out of Dodge.
No, he going to go up on the middle rope like The Rock and hold over his head.
Go ahead.
Oh, if he did that, did Dick's, then you know Rock standing behind him and giving him the rock bottom, I'd fall out laughing.
They don't want you. They want me.
Anyone but you.
Anyone.
I'm sorry, Miss Dodge.
Hashtag anyone but you.
This is the last little bit of hate I get to spew because it's a high percentage chance I won't be watching wrestling for a long time. I'm going in hiding.
Anyone but you, Roman. Anyone but you. Go ahead, Miss Dodge.
Oh, my last thought is just WrestleMania, period. You know, it's like the Super Bowl for us wrestling fans. So
very much.
That's
so.
All I really got to say. Well, I'm just hella excited for the Rant.
It sets the table for the next 5 months till SummerSlam.
Yeah, till SummerSlam. But and one more thing. I'm feeling that we will have a change on Monday night too. There's gonna be a big change coming. So hopefully. Things go right tonight. That's all I really say.
We shall see how it goes. Oh, let me do this before we roll out real quick. Go ahead and give the normal shows a plug that we have going on the network. Every Monday at 11:30 p.m. is Talk Brunch with Rick Dar and his crew. Live every Tuesday is The Rant with Double A and Tony C. Followed right after those guys by Freaks and Effing Geeks at 11. Lee Champion and Rage. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. is Random Wrestling. Every Friday at 9 p.m. is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Every Saturday at 11 p.m. is This Show, The Wrestling Calling Show. And every Sunday at 5 p.m. is the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm getting kind of concerned because Surfer didn't call in today. Have any of you spoken?
He ain't even up yet. Trump supporters must have got him.
They got him. Aw, man. They got him good. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and break on out of here so we can let the Top Purse boys do their thing. Anything else? Anything that's holding you guys? Anything that's on your mind? Any special appearances you think you might see? There's a rumor Goldberg could show. Is there any other rumors? Anything you guys heard about Mania?
He's going to help Robert win the U.S. title. There it is, Big Tone. Ask and you shall receive.
Book it. If he shows up, book it. If Goldberg shows up, book it. You know what's gonna happen.
He go help Robert win the title.
Yeah, there's a rumor saying that WWE worked out his issues with Bill Goldberg and he will make a return today. Rumor. New women's title to be introduced today. We'll see if that happens. A couple of things that did happen on the other side of the fence. Angelina Love's TNA contract expired. As you guys know, she just gave birth to a baby boy. Maybe she'll come over to the E. I don't know. I don't think WWE would really want her, but we shall see. And you could also see the Mean Street Posse there at Mania 32 to help your boy Shane McMahon win.
So, what the hell? Undertaker can't be three big old months. And he really need to retire. If he get jumped by a Shane McMahon and the Mean Street Posse and lose, yeah, it's pretty much a wrap.
You know what? If it's true, Gold, that punk ass Goldberg comes back, I think he's going to interfere in that match. I don't know. I have this feeling if he does show up, it will be in that match. And it will be against Taker.
Is there any rule? Well, Shawn Michaels was there last night, so I get the.
Shawn Michaels might interfere in
yes.
My words. He did, you know, he got to get that Sweet Chin music in at least one time.
Into the pedigree. Oh my God. I just got excited.
And you have to count it. 1, 2, 3. No DQ.
Yep.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Book it. HBK helps Triple H once again.
Book it. Book it.
Love it.
Oh, man. This is a good day. Please join us for the rest of the Network Marathon, and let's see which way WrestleMania takes us. Not so much that the card is all that great, but this we can get some swerves here that can next 5-6 months can definitely determine the next 5-6 months in WWE. Olivia, our first lady.
You want to swerve.
Olivia, are you still with me?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
You fight six, son.
She is going for Brock Lesnar today. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about, Olivia.
Yeah. She is going for Brock Lesnar today. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
She is cool people in my book.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel sorry for Lee because Lee missed her. So we're going to have to do a freaking effing geek since Lee didn't call me today.
Do you really want to do that?
Now that I'm thinking
about it. Lee, I can understand. Lee is cool. But do you really want to put your sister on the air with him?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I need to rethink that.
All right, ain't going to act out like that. Come on now.
Come on now. Do you really want to subject your beautiful sister to that?
I need to rethink that.
Really?
Don't forget to send information.
Yes, I will send everything to you that you need, and we'll go from there. All right, guys, it is 11:56. Let's go ahead and close up shop. I will see you guys tonight during the post show. Everybody take care, okay?
All right, you guys take it easy. Yeah. We'll have fun later.